The first creation days. Now, what was the light?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the highly popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Ken, if you believe that God created everything in six literal days, then how could the first 3 days of creation be ordinary days if the sun wasn't created until the fourth day?
Well, good question. First of all, you don't need the sun to have day and night. All you need is light shining on a rotating earth. Now, do we have light on the first 3 days of creation? Well, yes. On the first day, God created light and separated it from darkness. Now, because there's evening and morning, it's obvious that the earth is already rotating and the light is shining from one direction. Now, the question people then ask is, well, where'd that light come from? Well, to be honest, I don't know. The Bible doesn't really tell us. Now, this shouldn't be a worry for us, because if God told us everything we wanted to know, we'd have an infinite number of books, and we could never read them, and we'd never graduate. God has given us enough answers, though, from His Word, so we can understand all we need to understand. Obviously, God made a temporary source for light for the first 3 days, and then replaced it with the sun on day four to rule the day that already existed.
Did the days of creation occur just a few thousand years ago, or millions of years? For what science and the Bible really teach, read our free booklet on our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. You may be challenged, perhaps equipped in your faith, when you go to AnswersRadio.com.